Hey guys, welcome back to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby. Thanks for being here today. Today we're going to talk about something that everybody deals with. All of us could raise our hands and say, man, I'm there. Especially the closer we get to the holidays, it seems like I'm seeing more and more people that are stressed out. I mean, you see it everywhere. You see it in the store. You see it at church. You see it driving on Highway 20. People are just stressed out. Well, what's great about stress is we're not the only ones that deal with it. Throughout the Bible, we read about real men, real women, and real situations where they underwent incredible stress. One of those people is Daniel. Daniel's story is found in the Old Testament, especially in Daniel chapter 1 through 6. And I'm telling you, you could watch any show on TV, you could binge watch anything on Netflix, and I'm telling you, no show, no matter how captivating it is as powerful and thrilling as the story of Daniel. When you read Daniel chapter 1, you basically meet Daniel when he's 15 years old. By the time you get to Daniel chapter 6, he's 85. And everything in between is unreal. And so when Daniel was this teenager, the king of Babylon came in and he took Daniel and some of his friends hostage. See, the Babylonians put down a rebellion in Judah and he took some of the Israelites into captivity. And because Daniel was healthy, he was knowledgeable, he was perceptive, he was taken as one of those prisoners to be trained in the service of the king's court. This is found in Daniel chapter 1. And then God tested him. Well, why did God test him? Because God tests us with stress before he trusts us with success. Did you catch that? God tests us with stress before he trusts us with success. See, Daniel didn't know it, but God had big plans for Daniel. In fact, there's only two people in scripture that God revealed what the end of the world was going to be like. One of those is Daniel, and the other one was the Apostle John. So God literally gives Daniel this job to communicate that message first to Israel and then to the whole world through the Bible. But before God could trust Daniel with that message, God gave him stress. God gave Daniel a test. So here's what the Bible says in Proverbs 17, verse 3. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart. See, if God's going to use you, if God's going to use me, he's going to test you first. He wants to be sure you're ready to handle the power that comes with that, the blessing, the influence, and whatever else he wants to give you. So the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar put Daniel and the other young men into this 3-year indoctrination program. Basically, he wanted to wipe out all of their memories of Israel. He wanted to secularize them. And so they were taught a new language. They were placed in a brand new culture. They were given a new religion and new habits. See, the Babylonians were literally trying to reprogram Daniel and these other young men and to prepare them to serve in the royal court. But here's where it goes wrong. The king faced unexpected opposition when he tried to change Daniel's diet. Daniel did this out of obedience to God. See, here's what the Bible says in Daniel 1, verse 8. Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. In essence, the king tells Daniel, forget God, forget your spiritual values, those things that you followed your whole life, but Daniel wouldn't do it. And because of that, he passed the test. I believe God's going to give you a similar test. It's not going to look exactly like Daniel's, but God will test your character. God wants to know, can he trust you with success? And here's the good news about that, is he's with you every step of the way. This is the stress test. Don't give into it. Don't act like today doesn't matter, because you never know those small things that are going to make a big difference in the stress test. Man, I hope you have a great day today. If there's anything we can be lifting up with you, if there's anything we can be praying for, drop us an email, just prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. And if you haven't made plans yet, please join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. It's going to be a great morning. It's going to be what we call Lanier Day with hundreds of families from our local school that we absolutely love getting to partner with. So it's going to be an awesome morning and I'd love to see you there. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.